Riggs and Ali. Weekday mornings. And always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
So Brittany put up a post yesterday, and then she deleted her entire Instagram after. She deactivated it again. She was going off on her parents, talking about how they treated her like a bleeping dog during her 13-year conservatorship. She talks about how her dad always told her she was fat, so she never felt pretty or good enough. She told a story about how she was out partying until 4 a.m. with Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan. Her mom was babysitting her kids. When she got home, her mom slapped her so hard, she will never forget it. She said, even though my mom has tried to issue an apology, they can all go bleep themselves.
But she just did all this in one post?
Yeah.
Just lit all this out?
Yep. I can't imagine the stories. I mean, the book should be out 10 years ago already.
Yeah.
I mean, the stories of her mom slapping her because she was out partying, you know, her dad telling her she's fat, her being forced to do things her siblings weren't forced to do.
Yeah.
She talks about that. She said she wanted to know what makes the other one so bleeping special. What makes your other daughter so bleeping special that you treated me less than a bleeping dog? Yeah. So I get that. You got siblings and you were the one that was treated like this. Well, everyone made money on you. And meanwhile, your 16-year-old sister's pregnant, and she's getting no ramifications, which is what happened with Jamie Lynn. It's insane, you know?
I look forward to the book and the 10-part Netflix documentary in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a regular person that you have that you go and see to cut your hair and take care of your hair?
Yes, my girl Christy. She's done my hair for, like, forever.
Yeah, yeah.
She did my hair for my wedding, and I've been divorced for 10 years, so do the math. You know what I'm saying?
I have my girl Krista.
Yeah.
It's at Sport Clips. Krista's cut my hair for probably the better part of 7 years.
Is this the one you're very specific about? You have to have her at Sports Clips?
Every time at Sport Clips, every single time.
You don't want the other ones. You want her.
Yeah, only her. Because she does it right every single time. I don't have to ask. She knows what I want. She does it right every time.
Yeah.
No questions. In and out. Great conversation. Well, I've been trying to check in on the app for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that Krista
is booked.
No, she's not available.
Oh, no.
Not as an option.
Is she gone?
So I didn't know what happened. Now, I have her number, but I was like, I don't know if I should text her or not. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped in the store, and I was like, what's up with this?
Mm-hmm.
Is Krista not here? And they were like, well, she's taking a leave. They were like very danced around it. I don't know if she had to take time off, if there was a vacation.
Or she just
something
quit
happened,
and they didn't want to say.
Yeah. I don't even know.
Well,
I don't know.
There's you can have high turnover at places like that. People move on or change places.
But I was starting to look like a shaggy dog. My hair was getting out of control, so I had to have it done. So I had to take that leap of faith and just suck it up and go to somebody else yesterday.
Nothing like a change.
So I had to take someone different. Taylor cut my hair yesterday. I was very nervous. Mm-hmm. I even told her, because she goes, wow, you've been coming here for a while. And I went, yeah, with Krista for a while. You're the first person who's touched my hair.
Yeah.
Cut it in the last 7 years. So there was a lot of pressure. But I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
It looks fine, Riggs.
I know.
It looks like every other time you get it cut. And I mean that in the nicest way.
I know. But to me, I was nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it turned out okay.
Yeah.
Because it was the whole time she would cut a little bit off. And she was like, is that okay? Should we do more? Should we do less?
Dude,
should we do a little bit more?
Well, I just took my kids in to get their hair cut at Sports Clips over the weekend. And all I could hear Hudson saying on the other side of the wall was, we're done now. You can stop. And she's like, I'm not done yet. And he's like, we're done. You can stop.
What?
He didn't want it any shorter than it was. And his hair grows like a bear. And I go, no, keep cutting. Like, don't stop. Give him a one when you're shaving.
He does the whole blade all over.
Well, the top you trim, obviously.
Oh, okay.
But around the sides and the back, you do the blade.
I took a risk and I'm glad that it paid off though.
Mm-hmm.
But you have like your person that you go to all the time. It's usually a hairdresser.
But I'm a girl and our hair is much more intense. We spend hours at the salon. Like, you spend 20 minutes. That's why when I take my kids, I'm like, whatever. Whoever wants to cut it,
it's important to me too.
Yeah.
It's important to a guy, I think. Are there other guys that are like that, you think?
I'm assuming.
They probably have guys that go to the same barber for years.
The thing is, every time a guy gets their hair cut, it looks different. It looks short again and then it grows back in.
Right. Like, so does yours, in defense, the girl's hair.
No, my hair looks... You wouldn't know if I went and got it trimmed. You would have no clue. You wouldn't.
Yeah, because yours is pretty long now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, girl, I could go and get it trimmed and you wouldn't even know how.
Could you tell today that I had a haircut at all?
No.
No.
No, but that's you're not cutting much.
No, I didn't take much off.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, who's calling? Good morning, Kiss FM.
What is
What's up? This is the mascot man.
Oh, is this Tony?
Tony.
What's up, you guys?
Good morning, Tony. Do you have a regular person that cuts your hair, Tony?
Do you have hair?
Yes, I do.
Do you have hair? I can't remember from your picture. Well, there's a lot of guys don't have hair.
They're losing hair or they shave it? One of the two.
Go back and look at Tony's picture on Facebook.
Well, the picture I posted was me dressed up as Sonic, so I had hair.
That's right. That's so,
okay.
but no, I lost my hair at like 21, so... Yeah. But at the age of 14 to today, I've had the same exact barber.
Same guy.
So I'm 33, okay. And he's been cutting. I used to have a 3.5-foot mohawk, so he used to trim my mohawk,
wow.
Put me in the works.
Wow.
And then he started, you know, bald fading me and then doing my beard. You know, I lost it on top, grow it on the bottom.
There you go.
So so he started doing the bald fade and then tightening up my beard. And, well, one time he went to... went to Vegas and decided to go cut hair in Vegas for a couple weeks.
What did you do? Go to Vegas?
No, I went to another barber and I was so nervous.
Yeah.
Right.
And I cheaped out. I went to like a $7 haircut place because it's just my beard at this point.
Right,
so
right.
I go in, I sit down. What do you want? I just tighten me up a little bit on my face. That's it. Nothing really. She goes, okay, well, give me a second. Goes outside, smokes a cigarette, back in, and then starts doing my face. And I'm like, well, can you wash your hands? I'm not a smoker, and this smells horrible.
Yeah, you can smell it. Yeah, on the hands.
Yeah,
oh, so wow.
Touching my face and my lip, and I'm just like, oh, my God. This is, you know what? I should have just waited out not done it.
What's,
you know?
What's your guy's name, Tony?
His name's Bobby from Unique Cut.
Bobby. Such a Tony and Bobby.
I love it.
It's a good name, man. Nice. Tony, thanks for calling this morning, dude.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You have a better day, man.
Bye, Tony.
See, some guys do care about it, see? Tony's had the same one for 30-some years.
They
look at that.
Do.
That's great.
I'm telling ya.
Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Ryan from Alabama.
Ah, another man. Good.
Ryan.
Good morning, friend.
Ryan, do you have the same barber for years?
I don't have the same barber, but I have the same hairstylist, yes.
For how long?
Mm-hmm.
It's I've been going on 3 years now, I believe, with this one.
3 years? All right, it's a good streak.
How'd you find this person?
I just went to Men's Hair House in Drexel Town Square.
Right.
That's what we do.
And I found her that way.
That's why when Riggs is like all high maintenance about his hair, I'm like, really?
Really?
No, it makes sense, though. It makes sense because I was the same way until I found her. Bouncing from one person to the next, trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went to my wife's hairstylist for a long time, but I wanted my beard taken care of. And I kept asking her, are you going to go back to school to learn beards so that way you can expand your career?
Tell her beards
are right. Oh, yeah, yep. I'm going to go back. Well, she never did. So
never
I'm like,
did.
Well, I'm out.
You know, that's interesting. I didn't think about that. Like,
keep maintaining the beard as well.
You have to learn, with beards being in so much, if you're going to cut men's hair, I guess it would help to have some knowledge on beards. Like, I didn't think about it because why would I think about that, right?
It's a little bit, it would be different hair a little bit, just the way that you treat it.
You got to learn how it fades. You got to learn how it grooms with the person. You got to learn how to take care of it and maintain it with us.
I don't know any of this, Ryan. Like, this is all news to me, like, about taking care of beards. It's a whole process, huh?
Ryan.
Oh, yeah. My hairstylist now, she's awesome. She's all like, all right, we can do this, we can do that, or we can, you know, just let it go, or what do you want to do, you know? And I'm like, let's do what you think is right, and you know it better. She tells me all the products I should use on it that'll behave with it, and... Like,
Ryan, can I tell you, I'm very jealous of you and any other man that can grow a beard like you. I wish that I could grow a beard like that, but I can't. It just looks like a lawn in distress if I let my face go for like a month.
That's all right. You got to just try it. Just shave it off and then just let it grow. I dare you to. I'm letting mine grow for 10 years.
I do. It doesn't work.
Has her first haircare.
You're doing 10 years, Ryan?
Yep, wait until she has her first haircut to trim it, to shave it or take it like an extravagant...
Wait, how many years are we in now?
We are in 6 months.
We got 9.5 years to go. I can't wait to see this thing. Wow.
Nine more years of this?
You're going to look like my Uncle Mark, whose beard is to the ground. I swear to God, I have an uncle.
I'm
going to
try. That would be
really long.
Awesome.
He plays in a
band.
That
would be awesome.
He's really cool, and he's got a beard to the ground.
You're going to look like a Bible character at the end of the day.
How do I meet him? I want to meet him.
When my uncle comes to town, I will arrange it. I promise.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Ryan.
No problem, guys.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, we got Ed Sheeran tickets also at 7:45 this morning.
Yep.
Your previous nanny.
Yeah, Ella. She took care of my kids for years. My kids were in her wedding.
Had a second baby.
Yeah, she's doing her own family thing now. She had a second. She has two girls.
Can I ask what she named the second baby?
The second baby is named Luella.
Really?
Luella Rose.
Playing right into my plan, I see here. Because apparently the new trend is to name girls after old men. Like, old man names are now a trend.
Why is Luella a old man name, though?
Lou. You could call her Lou for short. Lou is a very popular name for girls right now.
Yeah, for sure. They're going to call her Lulu. They haven't decided. Like, Lulu. She said that. We don't know what we're going to call her.
They're thinking popular girl names next year could be names like Max, Ira, Lenny, Ozzy, Rudy, Arlo, Clark. Like, old school names are coming back.
I mean, I guess it's not that weird.
The names are going to evolve.
Yeah.
Adjective names are popular now, like glorious, epic, sincere.
Never heard anybody. This is like, I guess in 10 years, I'll see if kids are named this when they go to school, because where are these people?
People are going with cowboy names because of shows like Yellowstone. So names like Boone and Briggs and Dutton and Huck. Rhett.
I feel like we were doing that with like the Hunters, and that we've been getting country for a while.
A little bit, yeah, right.
You know,
Names that sound like they're cool again, like Eddie and Hank, like old names are coming back. Hank, Eddie, Sonny, Ferris, even Todd made the list of names that are coming back.
No,
it's gonna make a comeback.
I was behind the game with Owen, and I was ahead of the game with Hudson. And what I mean by that is Owen has three Owens in his grade.
Yeah.
Three.
Okay.
And whereas Hudson, so that means everybody was already naming their kid Owen when I did that, which was my fault, right? But Hudson is like one of the older ones. There's no other Hudson in his class, and when I see and hear Hudson's out in public, they're all younger than him, and I'm like, yes, I was ahead of the curve on Hudson. There's going to be a ton now. But there, we were ahead on that one, behind on Owen.
We'll look for Pearls and Peggy's and Sue's to start coming back too, all those old school names.
Did you have like 17 Andys growing up? Because I feel like your name would have been like a super common one.
No, we didn't have many Andrews growing up.
No.
I was a little ahead of the curve. Andrew came more after me. Like, I'm seeing more and more Andrews now. I always hated being called Andrew because I thought it sounded like a snooty British guy.
Pretentious?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It does, in a way.
It does a little bit. So I was like, I just wanted to go by Andy. My parents always called me Drew, which I hated too. So I was never happy with my name.
Why didn't you like Drew?
I don't know. I didn't like Drew either.
All
I just wanted
Drews
to go.
That I knew were hot.
I was not hot. That's why.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
She's trying to make up with her. Sources say that when Kate Middleton and Prince William come to the United States in December, they want to extend an olive branch, and Kate Middleton would like to spend some time with Meghan Markle. She feels like that's what Princess Diana and the Queen, the late Queen, would have wanted. They would have wanted them to get along and all be happy together. So they're supposed to be in Boston in December. What I love is, though, the story where it says, once they arrive, she's planning to extend an olive branch. Well, wouldn't you just call her now if you're coming in a month? Like, it's not that far away, December.
I'm sure the call has already been made.
I just thought that was a funny way of putting it from the source. Once she arrives, she's going to reach out. Call your freaking sister-in-law and ask her if she wants to hang out when you come to the United States. They said Harry and Meghan would totally be down for it as long as their schedules, you know, fit it in. But
they're living in Canada or something now.
I don't even know where they live. I feel like they were going between LA and maybe Canada.
Somewhere in Canada.
I don't know. They left the royal family.
They
did a whole Oprah interview about it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you didn't see it, it's wild. But,
yeah.
And now that the queen has died, everyone's trying to, like, make good on whatever.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. Somebody said Prince Charles still has Meghan and Harry's, like, picture in there in his office. I'm like, his first office ever at 70. That's fantastic.
Wow. Look, he has a job now.
Finally.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. Okay, you're a jerk.
It's Riggs and Allie's Am I the Jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I don't understand this. Normally, grandparents spoil their kids, and you want to give them to the grandparents.
That's the thing. Normally, you want the grandparents to take the kids. Yeah. That's why this one is wild. So right. Kate wrote in, and she said, am I the jerk for not letting my kids spend the night at their grandparents' house?
Okay.
She said, my mother-in-law and father-in-law are very active people. They're constantly going out to eat, to a million concerts, trips, and hang out with their friends.
Living their best life.
Yeah, it sounds good to me. They live in La Crosse, and when they come to see us, they only stay for 10 to 12 hours, sometimes overnight, but leaving early the next day due to their other social obligations. But they know the door's always open. However, my mother-in-law is constantly guilt-tripping me and texting me things like, I want to make memories. I just miss them so much. The in-laws have been mad that we haven't let the kids sleep over, but honestly, we don't even trust them to babysit. My mother-in-law said to me before, we don't ask for permission. We beg for forgiveness, which basically tells me if we ever allow them to watch our kids, they won't follow any boundaries. If you want to make memories, then maybe you can carve out more than 12 hours every few months in your busy social calendar to spend time with your grandkids.
Ooh.
Am I the jerk for not allowing my kids to sleep at grandma and grandpa's house?
Good Lord. It's a lot to unpack there.
First of all, as a parent, everybody deals with grandparents not caring what you think as a parent. Like, they all walk all over us and go, well, in my time, we gave them whatever they wanted.
And look how screwed up I turned out,
I'm
Mom.
Fine.
Look how screwed up I turned out.
And so I get that side of it. But at the end of the day, they raised your husband. Like, he's okay, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
She sounds kind of hurt, though.
I think there's something else.
Like, we're upset they don't come more often, so we're punishing them?
Yeah,
or
but,
am I reading that wrong?
I don't know. What can possibly go wrong with grandparents? Because they like to have fun and party. They like to ask for forgiveness. Like, what are they going to do? Put your child in danger?
I don't
really?
Know. Does she think they're going to be drunk the whole time? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's my thing. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I have questions, but what do you think? Is she a jerk for not letting her kids go and stay at the grandparents' house because of their
Kate, you need
active.
To learn to appreciate and throw the kids to the grandparents when you need
yes.
a break.
I'll talk to you next. Hold on. All right, so we got an email from Kate to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. That's the email you use when you're in a moral dilemma and you want us to read one for you.
That's right.
Yep.
And we'll keep it anonymous.
We
I
will.
Love it when the emails are like, keep me anonymous.
Okay, that's fine.
But Kate did write in and she said, that her mother-in-law and father-in-law are very active people, constantly going out to concerts, hanging out with their friends. They only stay for about 10 to 12 hours when they come to visit.
Yeah.
They head back to La Crosse or wherever they're going. They're from La Crosse. But that the mother-in-law is constantly guilt-tripping her and texting things like, we miss them. Why can't the kids sleep over? But she said she doesn't really trust them because they're, we don't ask for permission. They're, we beg for forgiveness people.
Huh. Okay.
She thinks they need to carve out more time, more than 12 hours every few months.
Okay.
Stop being so busy. Is she the jerk for not allowing the kids to sleep at grandma and grandpa's house?
What do you think? You can call or you can text 414-533-1037.
You know, it's Friday. Let's just go to the wild one herself. Good morning, Destiny.
Oh.
Yes. Boom.
Hey.
Hands in the air if you're the true player. Wow. Wow.
Destiny.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir. Hello. Shots fired. Shots fired. She's shooting. No,
shots fired at her grandparents.
Abuela and abuelo. Right. She's killing them already. Man.
Yeah, right? She's mad.
I just wish we knew how old the kids were first.
You know what?
Like she didn't.
Yeah.
Solid point.
I do too.
Makes a big difference.
It yeah. does make a big difference.
Are they impressionable upon the on the grandparents' risky behavior? What are they doing?
As if the parents don't ever have a drink? Give me a break.
Right. Like,
give
what are these break. Grandparents doing that they don't trust? Like, what have they done to violate your trust?
Whoa. Like, let me say. No.
Yeah.
I mean, as a parent of two kids, I'm kind of sketchy when my kids go over by abuela and abuelos. I'm sorry. Bendicion. I love you guys. Please. You know? But if she was smart, she kind of could make it like a date night. You know, her and her husband could go out there. Okay, look, we're going to let you guys do your thing. Let us have our time together.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I'm saying? Let the kids stay for, you know, a couple hours or whatnot.
Yeah.
And then just work on to that overnight sleeping. So do I think she's a jerk? I think she could probably go about it a different way. Yeah. So I don't know if that's calling her a jerk, but how old are the kids?
That's the thing. And if they're little, maybe she's just being a control freak and she'll lessen up as they get older. Yeah. Some of that's just parenting. But at the same time, she's kind of mad that they don't carve out more time, she's saying, for her family, which makes me think she's mad and trying to punish her.
Well, then take the trip yourself.
All right.
Take the trip. Go up there.
Destiny, I only have two columns, though. Jerk or not a jerk? Where's your vote going?
Oh, man.
Where's your
Okay, I'm gonna say she's a jerk.
I was going to say, okay. I think you're leading
She's a jerk.
Okay.
Like, yeah, come on. All Someone right. come at me. Come on. I'm going with the jerk.
Thanks for calling, girls. Good to hear from you.
I'm taking it and run it.
Have talk a good to you day, soon. You have a better day. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, see girl. Next up, it's our girl Lisa in Sheboygan.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey.
All right, Lisa.
First, nobody wants to follow Destiny. Thanks, guys. Appreciate that.
I shouldn't have put her first. That's the what I'm going to take from this.
No, I'm just kidding. It's cool.
What do you think, Destiny? What do you think? Lisa, Whoa. What do you think, Lisa?
I don't know, Allie. What?
Oh, she called Riggs Allie. I love it.
What do you think, Lisa?
Yeah, she's totally a jerk. I mean, unless Grandma and Grandpa have, like, plans to take the kids to, like, a pub crawl.
Right.
I mean, like, unless there's, like, a legitimate safety concern.
Yeah.
That's just her, I think, being, like, salty about previous instances and like you had to get over it a little bit because they're not going to be around forever, so lighten up a little bit.
And I don't know what your in-laws are like, Lisa, or your kids' grandparents, but I feel like a lot of grandparents do all kinds of stuff we don't want them to do and then tell us, well, back in my day I did it this way.
Well, because they're doing all the stuff they couldn't do when they were younger because they know they're going to die soon, so they want to do all the fun stuff. What are you talking about?
Jeez,
right, like I'm going to do that as a grandparent. I'm going to be like, here, have some marshmallows, have a White Claw. No, just kidding, no White Claw.
When I'm old, I know my time is running out. I'm going to live my best life.
Yeah, but like these people are going to concerts. They're probably like 60 or less, Riggs. These aren't people that are going to die anytime soon. I just want to clarify that for the crowd, okay?
Dude, Coolio died like at 59. 59, drop dead. What can happen to anybody?
RIP, Coolio.
Okay, yeah, like what's it go?
Live your best life.
Is Riggs talk? We're all going to die, everybody. Happy
Everybody's going to die. It's true.
Holy
Friday. So Lisa, you say she's a jerk.
Yes, she's a jerk.
All right. Thank you for calling up this morning, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Have a good day.
You have a better day. We appreciate you listening.
Let's go to a man. Vinny is in Union Grove.
What up, Vinny?
What's up?
Do you think this woman is a jerk for not letting her kids stay over at the grandparents' house?
I sort of do, but at the same time, I look at it this way, right? Like, the parents are active, the grandparents are active, they like doing stuff, going out. Maybe they're going to take the kids to, like, some activities or do something fun with them. It's much better than just bringing the kids over to the house and just sitting there and watching TV and not interacting with them.
Vinny's saying they're going to be active grandparents as well and take them to, like, the pumpkin patch or stuff to do.
Or a motorcycle rally.
Yeah, or on a motorcycle with no helmet. Who knows?
Who knows? Like, could be anything, really.
Right, but, you know, Riggs is being really morbid this morning, so we might as well stay on the topic of death.
Jeez, well, I don't know what's going on over here, Vinny.
Hey, it might happen. All right. Vinny, so you say that leaning towards jerk, yes?
Yeah, I think she's a jerk.
You got to be the same with everybody. With Destiny, you said it's jerk or not jerk. Vinny, jerk or not jerk?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a jerk.
Okay, got it.
Thanks for calling, Vinny.
Nice.
Yeah, no problem.
Have an outstanding day,
Vinny. All right, she's on day three. Latoya's in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Latoya.
Good morning.
You know, put another line next to your name on the board.
Woo, girl.
All right, Latoya, what do you think?
I think she is an absolute jerk, and she's making it hard for moms who want breaks from their kids.
Preach, like, Latoya, preach.
And I'm with the first caller, like, maybe you can make it a date night. Like, compromise. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel 100% comfortable, yeah, why don't you drive up and maybe get, like, an Airbnb near Grandma and Grandpa and then let the kiddos stay with their grandparents. Why not?
Right.
Baby steps, like, a little bit of time, like an evening, and then work up to an overnight if you don't really trust them.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah, but I'm with Allie. Like, what has happened to where the person who raised your husband is not trustworthy with your kids?
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Absolutely.
What has happened?
It's got to be some control stuff. And I don't like it that, you know, Kate wrote in that if they want to make memories, then maybe you can carve out more than 12 hours every few months. At the end of the day, they're coming to see you. They're showing up.
Yeah.
I get that the time is not a long time, but you should be looking, be like, okay, they're coming. They're coming to visit
us. They're trying.
Yeah, I mean, what's the alternative, you know?
Latoya, you say jerk.
jerk. Absolutely awesome. A jerk.
Thank you for calling.
Nice.
It's almost a clean sweep this
All
morning,
right,
dude.
Well, she's back. Shannon in West Allis.
Shannon in West Allis.
And Rick, she was in the hospital for 6 days, she told me.
Oh, my God, really?
You okay now, Shannon?
Yes, I'm 100% better. Thank you.
Good.
Shannon, can I don't want to tell her business on the air. That's
no.
up to her to tell what happened.
She's an around-the-way girl now. She's better.
But she's okay. Shannon, I'm glad you're okay.
Shannon?
Yes.
Are you going to make this a clean sweep that she is a jerk?
She is a jerk.
Wow. All right.
She's not even giving them a chance.
Yeah.
It's just going off of what she sees, that they're going to do all this bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
Give them a chance.
Shannon, why does it matter what they do in their personal time anyway? Like, if they want to go to concerts and party, who cares?
Are they swingers? Are they going to, like, cult meetings or something? You don't know.
And the cult thing's weird.
Exactly.
Even if they're swingers, whatever, dude. Nobody has to see that on their own time. Let them do whatever they're doing, you know? It's like...
Yep.
Wow.
And maybe they're only spending 12 hours with you and their son because you guys are boring.
Oh, wow. Shots fired. From Shannon in West Allis.
Kate is getting beat up today. Am I the jerk?
And how does her husband feel about it?
I don't know.
That's another good question.
You know?
A lot of questions. What's the husband think? How old are the kids? What has happened in the past?
Exactly.
We have many questions, but... Given off what we have.
He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the one statement saying we don't ask for permission, we beg for forgiveness, doesn't mean they're going to hurt your kids. I mean,
oh, exactly.
We play by our own rules.
That was kind of a stretch.
But and all grandparents do stuff that the parents
don't like.
Wouldn't do.
Yes, preach.
And
it's their job.
My mom says that's the benefit of being a grandparent.
Yeah.
Like, you get to do anything you want.
I know. It's like not having kids at all.
It is.
It's great.
And the best part a lot of grandparents say is being able to go home. So the fact that they're only going for 12 hours, they're just doing what they're going home.
Yes. Shannon,
very
we're glad. Thank you for calling back. It's good to hear from you. Glad you're doing better.
Yes.
You made a recovery.
Thank you.
Have an outstanding day. Kate
you
is definitely
too.
A jerk for doing that.
You can go put your input on the Kiss FM Facebook page. I'll post it now.
Yep.
So.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so why would Bruno Mars pull him and Anderson .Paak from Silk Sonic out of the Grammy nominations? They won, what, 4 last year?
Yeah.
Leave the Door Open was like Song of the Year. They killed it at last year's Grammys, and they performed. Well, the Grammy nominations are about to come out, and he said, we truly put all on this record, but Silk Sonic would like to gracefully, humbly, and most importantly, sexually bow out of submitting our album this year.
Sexually.
He said, we hope we can celebrate with everyone on a great year of music and partake in the party. Thank you for letting Silk Sonic thrive. But he noted in his statement that after they won 4 Grammys, including Record and Song of the Year last year, that asking for anything more would be crazy. So he's spinning it as, we've had enough, let somebody else win.
Okay.
But he's saying he still wants to be part of the party, which means
he's not ditching the Grammys. He's just ditching the opportunity to win one.
It'd be relevant to wonder that since a lot of celebs have ditched the Grammys. I mean, The Weeknd said he didn't want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Did Justin Bieber at one point say that, where they got to the point where they felt like the show was just... It's everybody patting everybody on the back and not really
people
true.
Stroking each other's egos. That's all it is.
Some of the people voting, they didn't like that.
Yeah.
You know, that it was all kind of fixed in a weird way, or the right people
they had to
were
buy them.
Recognized.
They had to they had to buy their nominations or their wins or whatever.
People buying to get their music.
What?
Played? That
doesn't
never
happen.
Happens.
No, jinx.
Okay, so my skin removal surgery is in 5 days, everybody. 5 days.
It's already here, man.
It's happening. I know, it's crazy. Like, I'm really excited. It's next Wednesday. And I have been preparing everything that's going to happen after the surgery, right? Because my recovery is going to be interesting, because I'm having my stomach, the skin on my stomach, a tummy tuck. I'm doing my arms, brachioplasty. I've learned so many medical terms when it comes to plastic surgery. And I'm getting a breast lift and an augmentation. So I'm going to have a lot going on, okay, when I come out of this surgery. And I had some plans where a friend of mine was going to move into my house with me, and she was going to help me if I needed it.
She could work from home. She was going to stay at your place.
Yeah, some people were like, Allie, you'll be fine. And some were like, well, you might need help getting up and down for a couple of days. Okay. So I started panicking yesterday all of a sudden, like 6 days out. Like, oh my God, I'm worried I'm putting too much on one person. The friend that I've invited over is not a nurse. She doesn't know anything medical. In fact, she's great for emotional support.
I was going to say, she's good emotional and moral support.
But I might,
she's a good coach.
But she's a shorty. I might destroy her with her trying to lift me up, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So I start panicking and I realize I've got to do something where I've got to have a better plan and better, not better people, but the right people in place, right?
Sure.
So I freak out and I call, welcome to the show, line one, my friend Callie. Good morning,
oh,
Callie.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Riggs, wait till you
hear. Good morning, guys.
Wait till you hear what I did to Callie last night or what Callie did.
What did she rope you into, Callie?
Hold on. I called her and she's like, oh, I'll call you right back. She FaceTimes me and I'm like, I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm worried that I'm putting too much on friends. Well, Callie is a nurse. She's a nurse practitioner and she teaches nursing, for crying out loud. Like, she's overqualified, right, to help me after my surgery, right? So I call
her. I've done it a time or two. Yeah. I feel confident in my abilities.
And she's not going to get weirded out by like bandages or the drains I have going on, any of this stuff.
No, you've done first aid. You're CPR certified. You're good to go.
She's got this.
Yes. I've done some wound care. It's all good.
You've dressed a few wounds.
Well, this is
I've dressed some wounds.
It's true. This is where it gets funny and awesome all at once. She says to me, listen, here's what I think, Allie. I think you need to move in. I think you need to move in for the weekend.
And you're moving in with her?
Not just her, Riggs. She's married. Did you forget she has a husband and a child? He did.
Nope.
Anyway, he did.
We have a new roommate coming in.
So she says to me, Allie, do you want to come stay with us? And I'm like, really? She's like, I'll pick you up. I'll be able to help you in the guest room with your anything you need help with. I'll be able to lift you up. And then she says, I said, I'm in. Thank you so much. And then she walks into the living room and goes, hey, Nick, to her husband. Allie's moving in.
You decided this before you checked with your husband?
Yes.
Yeah, he was very confused. He's like, why?
Yeah.
I hope Nick's not mad at me, Callie.
Not at all.
Callie.
No, actually, it's funny. We're on our way. Sloan and I are on our way to Target. I've convinced Nick now we need new bedding for the guest bedroom.
So. Callie, no. Don't do
that. Oh, yes. We have a whole setup. You got Netflix and I got a pregnancy pillow for you to prep your arms up. It's going to be great.
See, now I feel bad. Now I feel like I should be buying the new bedding for your guest room. I feel like I should be purchasing that for you.
No, you gave me a good excuse to redecorate a little bit. And I'm so excited to see your boobs.
I know. Callie will be the first friend to see my boobs. It's going to be awesome.
That's what friends are for, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Why did you choose your house as opposed to going over to her house?
Good question. Go on, tell them.
Well, I think that Allie, I think for the first couple of days, you're going to have a hard time moving and getting out of bed is going to take a lot. And her bedroom is upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Our bedroom is on, we have a ranch. She'll have her own bathroom right next to the bedroom. I think it'll just be easier mobility-wise. So I think for the first couple of days, it'll just be easier for her to stay. I can help her with meds and the drains. And then we're doing follow-up on Friday.
She's coming to my follow-up appointment with me. That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how you're doing after that. And if you feel good to go home, then
I'll go home.
Well, I won't keep you at the house. we can take you home.
We'll discharge her.
They're so nice to me. I don't want to ever leave. Like, I'm like, oh, this is great. I think I'm moving in, guys.
We're here all. Well, remember, I had my sister living with us for a full year when they were building their house. So we're used to house guests.
That's fine.
It's going to be great.
That was my worry, that I was going to be too much on them.
How does your friend feel about being let down that she's no longer staying with you? Have you told the other friend?
No, she was relieved.
Was she relieved? Okay,
good. I didn't
good.
Even tell Callie this part. When I called the other friend who was supposed to stay with me, she goes, I think you're right. I think you need a little bit more help. And I go, yes, I was panicking at the last minute on who I had in position for what job. So, and she said, but if that friend said, I'm open all weekend too, if you still want, help on the weekend too.
Yeah.
So that's good. But
so you got a nurse friend that'll help get you started and then the other one will help finish you up there.
Yes. Nice. And I feel way more comfortable going to her house because Callie has Sloan. She has a 1.5-year-old. She's got a husband. Like, she doesn't need to move in with me. I need to go to them so she can continue on with her life and help me when I need it. Do you see what I'm saying?
How does your husband feel about this?
Nick?
Oh, he's fine. Oh yeah, he loves house guests, and we're gonna have a good time. So he's not worried or upset at all.
I did tell Nick, I did tell Callie, like, I felt bad. Am I gonna end up on Am I the Jerk, where Nick writes into the show and he's like, my wife said our friend could move in,
can live with us,
without
recovering from a surgery.
Right.
She springs this on me.
Her out?
But all my anxiety for recovery went away after Callie offered to let me stay with them. So,
because if your mental health is better, your physical, you're gonna heal better physically as well.
Oh, that's true.
Because you're not gonna be worried about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you, Callie.
Yeah, but I can't wait to video. I feel like we'll document as much as we can for the listeners. I know everyone's excited.
She did say, "Can I video you?" No boob shots, but she did say, "Can I video you?" I said, "Do whatever. I don't care."
Post-anesthesia videos are very funny.
You know what you should do, Allie, is you hold the camera on Callie and then show her your boobs and get her reaction. Film her reaction.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And that's the TikTok video. Is her going, and then just you saying, here's my boobs.
Yeah.
And you don't see them. You just see her reaction to seeing them for the first time.
It is funny that she's my friend that will always be the one who's going to see my boobs first. Because I'm showing everybody, by the way. I'm showing all my friends when I'm done.
Such an honor.
All right. Callie, thank you for taking one for the teams.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I'm here for it. I can't wait. I'm so excited for you. This is going to be great.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
She'll send you a bill for it. Don't worry.
I'm going to get an invoice.
Yeah, 103.7 KISS FM. They left Milwaukee for almost 20 years, and now they're coming back.
Who's that?
It was a staple in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
The Time Machines. Do you remember the Time Machines?
Like an ATM?
Yeah, like an ATM.
What's the difference between a time machine and an ATM?
Nothing.
Just the brand?
It was just the
thing?
Brand.
Oh, God.
Time stood for TYME, Take Your Money Everywhere, is what Time stands for.
Okay.
And they were gone. They left in 2004. There were a couple banks that had them. They were nowhere to be found.
But it was just an ATM, right? So you just went to a different one, right?
Yeah, exactly. You just needed an ATM. You went to an ATM.
Yeah.
But this posed a problem for people that lived in Wisconsin that would go abroad and ask for a time machine. And people would look at them like they were insane. You need a time machine, to travel back in time?
Right.
No, I just need something to get money. I need a time machine. That's what they're called.
They should have called it an ATM.
Should have, but they didn't. But they're going to call them time machines again because they're coming back.
Oh, my.
Landmark Credit Union said that they're going to have time machines brought back to all of their locations.
They know cash is, on its way out if it's not already. I find this fascinating that they're going out of their way to, build more ATMs.
It's not just for cash, though, Allie. They realize that people aren't going into branches as much anymore. People are using just a teller machine.
That's
so this, you can get cash if you need cash. You can make deposits. You can transfer money. You can make payments on loans. You can do everything, including
all that online, Riggs, and you know it. Except
I know
for
you
grab
can.
The cash. You know it.
But you can do it in person. You can get the cash if you need to in different denominations of bills for people that want to do that. So that you can even have a virtual person. If you like seeing a person, they'll have a virtual person pop up on the screen for you. So you can talk to a human. Time machines are coming back over the next 6 months.
Find the internet
at Landmark Credit Unions. Well, they still have to have something there for people to get their money at the
banks. I agree. My bank has one. So it's I can't tell you the last time I went to an ATM, but I can go inside if I need it.
Well, it's nice to have more options, too. You can deposit cash and checks at these ATM machines as well. So the time machines, they're making a comeback.
All right.
The Landmark Credit Union is making it happen.
Hey. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Victoria Beckham has been married to David Beckham for 20 years.
Wow.
So everyone wanted to know why the tattoo she got of his initials all of a sudden were fading and were disappearing. Where are his initials going?
Was it a henna tattoo?
No, it was a real tattoo.
Okay.
It's been there a long time. So when she did an interview, they asked her. They said she went on the Today Show. And Hoda's like, yo, what's up with the tattoo? And she said, I just didn't like it. She goes, it doesn't mean any more than that. She said, and then the media started to speculate that I was leaving my husband, but no. She said, I was literally just a bit sick of the tattoo. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Which goes to show, if you get a tattoo, hope you like it forever.
Yep.
Because here she is now, not liking it. And I get 20 years, think how much different tattoos even are now from then.
Yeah.
And what you could have done.
Let's think about how your skin changes over the year as you age and it starts to fade.
That's true.
It's going to look different.
People have to get them updated, right?
Yeah, you don't have to.
But people do, right?
If you really want to, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't have it. You're asking a person with zero tattoos.
You're right. I believe I've learned this, but again.
Riggs and Allie, weekday mornings, and always on demand with the Odyssey app or at 1037kissfm.com.